But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And we're headed out west to the duck blind of Hackberry Rod and Gun. Let's help him out. Captain Kirk, I don't know if that's going to help you or hurt you, but I'm trying to bring you some ducks. I hear you need a little help over there.
I'm going to get you a ticket for electronic call.
Ooh, put that phone down. Yeah, you can't let them hear that. Man, you guys got your own water over there, man. Tell us about that situation you got. So you hardly ever go high and dry when you're trying to hunt a marsh.
Yeah, no, we're not high and dry. Last year we did because of the drought, but we were able to let water in. We had to let salt water in. But, yeah, we control our marshes that we hunt. So, yeah, well, I just heard the first shots of the morning.
Oh, they must have heard my call. That must have been it.
That's what it was. Yeah, you sent them to the wrong blind.
So I saw a couple of guys that made a hunt out there with you doing the Arctic Blast, and it seemed like they did okay, but I couldn't tell whether they had gray beards or that was ice in their beards.
Both. Tuesday, one blind. We had one blind. One group made it here, mm-hmm. and they went and hunted. They ducks covered them up for about 30 minutes, and then the snow started. It's just the blizzard started, not the snow, the blizzard, and it was complete whiteout, and the ducks shut down. But it's been special, I'll tell you. The blind I went to, we never took our gun off safety, so. It was just wasn't where I went.
Yeah. Well, so and, what have you seen so far this morning?
This morning I've seen three gadwall. That's been it. It pushed our birds out. We had a lot of birds prior to this, mm-hmm. and the numbers went down. And I expect when it warms up, they'll come back. And today is supposed to warm up.
Yep. Well, you know that old saying, be careful what you ask for. You know, we always say we need cold weather to push ducks in, but it also pushes them out. Teal especially. It'll move those teal right on out of here.
Yeah. Don, when we get these Arctic blasts like this, it's just it pushes the birds we have out. Our birds come early, and then for some reason, late season, you get these cold blasts like this. You see fewer birds, and then when it warms up, they come back.
Are you guys planning to fish after the hunt? And if you are, what you planning on?
Yes. We had six boats went out yesterday, and all but one boat got their limits of redfish.
That's good.
So that was good. The day before, zero fish were caught. Yesterday, redfish bit.
Any confirmed fish kills in your area?
I know of one because one of my captains dipped up a 26-inch trout.
Wow.
And I haven't heard from the biologist. Well, I say that. A guide's talked to a biologist. Mm-hmm. That's not a duck. Okay. And and they didn't see any. They drove the whole lake and didn't see any. But, we'll wait another day or two and see if any of them float up.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to be anything like 1989 freeze, but there's going to be some scattered reports here and there, I think, but I don't think it's going to be anything to seriously hurt the population for next year.
I hope not. What 2 weeks prior had that really good cold snap and low tides that were able to maybe move the fish out of the shallow water. And then we had a couple of days of cold, pretty cold weather and low tides prior to the Arctic blast. Mm-hmm.
Very good. Kirk, I'm going to let you get back to having fun. But if somebody wants to call you guys and do a fishing trip, just got a few days left of this duck season, tell them how to get you.
Okay. We have a toll-free number. It's 888 762-3391. And our website, Hackberry Rod and Gun, you spell out and.com.
And we can still catch your reports on Tuesdays?
Yes, sir. Tuesday, 6 o'clock.
On Facebook?
Facebook, correct.
Boy, Facebook Live. You are high tech. You are high tech.
Well, somebody has to show me.
I remember when you didn't know Tupperware from software back in the day.
You're right. You're exactly right. I still don't.
Kirk, have fun, my buddy, and we'll talk to you
okay.
next time.
All right. Good talking to you, Don. Thank you.
All right, here he goes. Captain Kirk Stansel. Well, great bunch of guys out there at Hackberry Rod and Gun. I remember the founder out there, Terry Shaughnessy, always said, you should have been here yesterday. That's their motto.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.